What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Love me some Dave Fleming, who joins us now, courtesy of River Islands, as all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. I hope he's been enjoying his all-star break this week. Maybe he's watching some of the Open Championship this morning, as Scottie Scheffler is fourth right now. What is he, 300 par, Carter? Is that what he is? He's been crushing it with the fairways, so I'm sure Dave has been locked in on there. Dave, good morning. What's up, man?
I do. It's a good little tradition to get up early on British Open Day and watch some golf at 6 a.m. I enjoy that.
We're having a little fun today, Dave, talking about just the best Bay Area sports topics of the last 25 years or so. And one of the ones that popped up that we put on there was Madison Bumgarner and the dirt bike incident and just everything that happened there. It was just, I was stunned. I remember I was golfing at Bodega with my brother. He got the alert on his phone and I didn't believe him. I was like, there's just no way. I can't believe it. Do you remember when you found out about that incident?
I mean, I now that you're saying it, I'm kind of picturing where I was. I think I was on a team bus, actually, when
when I
heard for the first time. Maybe I'm mixing that up. There've been a few moments sort of like that over the years. Look, I mean, all of us. It was an excellent debate. I think for all of us. You know, that guy did so much for everybody who ever cared about the Giants. Not that it was like, oh, who cares? It wasn't like that. It was a gut punch moment, but it also wasn't as judgy as everybody else, I think, on the outside was, just because we cared about the guy so much.
Yeah, it just feels like the team, him, for a variety of reasons, they just never recovered from that. And it's...
Yeah, it's true. It was definitely an inflection point, in his career, in the arc of the Giants, that was a, you know, who knows? You don't know whether all of that stuff would have sort of happened anyway. You know, the performance tails off, the winning stops, the change of leadership. All you never know. It's hard to play that game, but that definitely was a moment where things changed for the Giants.
All right, I like to play this fun game, and I want to ask you, since we've talked about Bumgarner here. You have to choose one. Your life is on the line. 2014 Mad Bum or 2010 playoff Lincecum? Who are you giving the ball to finish the game out?
Well, I'm giving it to Bumgarner, and that's no knock on Lincecum, who I love and who I think is one of the all-time greats. But Bumgarner in 2014 I think is the greatest playoff pitching performance of all time. And so I think we should choose him. And if any other franchise had a choice, a fan of another team, I think they should choose him too. 2014 Bumgarner was on a different level. And, you know, some of that was the stuff and the ability, but Tim Lincecum's stuff was better than Madison Bumgarner's. Bumgarner's playoff approach and attitude was just something I think that it'd be hard to replicate. That he just was an incredible, all-time great sort of big moment clutch performer. And Lincecum was that too, but I'm going Bumgarner.
Talking with Dave Fleming here on The Morning Roast. Spadoni and Chasky here in courtesy of River Islands. And Dave, speaking of that performance, some might say that this past All-Star game was one of the greatest All-Star games they've ever seen. What did you make of that? And then the swing-off that happened afterwards heading into extras?
Well, I have a test, and it goes like this. If my mom is texting me about it, then something happened that was worth, you know, talking about, considering. My mom was like, are you watching this? Are you seeing this, this the home run, whatever they called it? And, I, you know, I think that's a good test for all of us who care about the game. If people who aren't fanatical baseball fans who wouldn't ordinarily really be paying close attention to the All-Star game are talking about it, thinking about it, texting their friends, putting it on, then you're on to something. And look, most baseball purists would hate that idea, but you watch it play out and the reaction and how fun it was. I think we do in baseball need to be more. It was definitely great for the All-Star setting. And I'll take it a step further and say in baseball, we need to be more open to stuff like that. Not necessarily, you know, changing the way the game is played, day to day, but we need to be open to ideas like that, better than we have been in the past. We haven't been very good at that. The other sports are clearly better than baseball at adapting and changing and trying new things, and baseball has done a great job the last couple of years. The pitch clock has been transformative for the sport, and there should be a lesson in that too, all the resistance to that and how well received that's been. And I would say that the home run derby at the end of the game the other night would be another example of, let's talk about that a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, I love the Ghost Runner. I know a lot of people don't, but I think it's injected strategy at the end of games. I think about the Sunday right before the end of the whatever it is, the first half, the two-third mark for the Giants-Dodger game. I mean, that 10th inning, you shut down the Dodgers, you get to the bottom of the 10th, you can't get the bunt down, you know, you rip one to center field, you don't tag up, you don't put pressure on them to be able to maybe balk on a third base situation or a missed ground ball. Like, there's so many elements to talk about that 10th inning in both directions. I love the strategy that's been injected with having that kind of in the game now, and I know a lot of old heads hate it, but I'm with you. I think we need more of that stuff.
I like it too. I mean, it's almost like the test, the litmus test I was talking about before, where if a game went to extra innings before the new rule and you just sit in your seat in the ballpark and look around, the game would go, the ninth inning would end and 30% of the people in the ballpark would get up and leave. And you like, okay, I'm in charge of baseball. I'm in charge of this sport. I'm in charge of how we feel about how the game is played and our fan experience. And I look around, and what does that tell me? A tie game going to essentially, it's not sudden death, but you know.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Going to an inning-by-inning scenario where, in theory, that should be the most exciting thing for your sport, and half, 25%, whatever it is, people get up and leave. And I don't think that happens at all anymore. In fact, I think it's the opposite. I think people are more geared up when the 10th inning comes around. People turn their TVs back on when the 10th inning comes around. So is it pure baseball? Is it, you know, is it gimmicky? Sure, it's a little gimmicky. But is it making the game more interesting for the people who are the ultimate priority here, our fans? I think it is.
Talking with Dave Fleming here on the Morning Roast. And Dave, we're 2 weeks away from the Major League Baseball trade deadlines, July 31st, 6 o'clock Eastern time, so 3 o'clock our time over here on the West. And the Giants right now, the season ended, they're a half game out of the third wild card spot. So they are right there. Obviously demoralizing to lose to the Dodgers. You wanted to make some ground within the division. Not totally ruling that out yet, but I think obviously it would be disappointing at this point if you do not at least get a wild card spot. So that being said, what's the biggest need for this team right now as we are 2 weeks away officially from the trade deadline? Got a couple weeks to show Buster Posey. Obviously, he knows what this team is at this point, but offense, right? You're probably not getting what you wanted from Devers early on here. He's dealing with some injuries. Adames is getting hot as of late. Chapman, been streaky. But the biggest need for this team right now, Dave, is what if you're going to shore it up prior to the deadline?
Well, they need to score more runs, but I don't think the trade deadline is the avenue where that's going to happen. I think they mostly have their offense set, mostly. You probably need, now maybe Gerard Encarnacion can be this, maybe Matos can be this. The problem with Matos is he's just miscast as a bench platoon player, and he hasn't learned how to do that role successfully. But Mike Yastrzemski is a lot of great things for this team. He has really struggled against left-handed pitching. And so part of the Giants have to be better against left-handed pitching. Part of the way to do that is, hey, Casey Schmidt's in there every day, and Matt Chapman's healthy again, and Adames is more like his old self. But part of that is to find somebody to help Yastrzemski out. And, you know, they had Slater for all those years, and he was the perfect complement. They need somebody. Maybe it could be Encarnacion. Maybe it could be Matos. But they got to get – to me, that's an easier. I'm not saying it's easy, but that doesn't have to be a superstar player. That doesn't have to be a big-name player. You can find somebody who can play a corner outfield position and take some at-bats against a lefty. That, to me, is one sort of easy one, low-hanging fruit that can make this team better in specific matchups. And I think the other thing that they are looking to address and will look to address is an extra starting pitcher. I think, you know, there's enough concern about the young guys, and Roop's been excellent. Birdsong's been mostly excellent, but struggled lately. But it's not just the performance. It's also the workload buildup and whether there's going to be a fatigue wall. And when you have to make the decision here in 2 weeks, you don't have the luxury of, say, waiting until, let's see, in September if those guys run out of gas. You don't have that luxury. So I think somebody to help take some of the burden away, you know, I think they believe Verlander can still really help this team, and I do too. But maybe a little insurance against Verlander getting hurt again or not ticking up the performance. Again, I don't think that you have Webb, you have Ray, you have some high-end starting pitching, two all-stars of your five, but somebody to take a little bit of that workload away, I think, would be important. They dealt Hicks, they dealt Harrison. Carson Wisenhunt has not pitched as well lately. I still think he's somebody we're going to see this year, but maybe there's a little less confidence that right now he's ready to come into a pennant race and perform. That tells me they probably need somebody who can pitch some starters innings for him.
How do they navigate the rest of the year with the Devers injury and just his physical situation currently and get the best out of him?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a hard question, and I don't know. I think he wants to play. Devers has always been like that. It's one of the reasons why the Giants like him is he's got a reputation of, you know, among all the players in MLB, there aren't many who have more of a reputation for just wanting to be out there than Devers does. He played a full year with a really bad elbow and just played and said, I'm getting paid. I'm going to be in there. And so I think that's an admirable quality. He has not been his normal self here in these last few weeks. So we'll see. I think this weekend is big. Just let's see how it looks. Did a few days off help? If he really continues to struggle and he can't run, I guess at some point you consider shutting him down for a while. But I think that seems less likely to me. I think it's just manage it and see if a little extra rest can help. And otherwise, he's just going to try to grit it out.
You know, when you watch a guy every day, you notice some of the things that they do really well that aren't on like the scouting report or anything like that. And then some of the other, maybe the flaws. What are some things that you've noticed from Raffy Devers watching him closely for 3-4 weeks here?
Well, I do think, you know, it's taking him because his Fenway swing, you know, he's got so much power to the left side. And we saw that early. And I do think there has been a tendency, I think we saw it maybe from Adames a little bit early in his Giants career, you come to this ballpark and there is a tendency to try to change your approach and change the way you do things for the ballpark. And I don't think that, you know, ultimately maybe you do that a little bit, but I think that's hard to do in the moment. And so I think one thing about Devers is we haven't yet really seeing that left center field power that we're going to see at some point. So I think that's one thing that's been missing. Teams do like to attack him up. So he's definitely a guy who, you know, there is a game plan against, it seems to me. You know, fastballs up seems to be right now the way most teams are trying to go after him. He's always been a good breaking ball hitter. I think he's a really smart baseball player. I think you see that all the time. We're not seeing that at all on the bases because he just can't move right now. But he is a very high IQ baseball player. And, you know, then I would add the other thing just off the field is this is a guy who we heard all this stuff about coming over and his dispute with the Red Sox and what was going on and all that. This is a guy who really fit in well and is enjoying being with his teammates, seems to really like it here. Seems to be very comfortable here. I think long-term, that's a really good thing.
So before the year, I had a lot of questions on this team. Like, who is Willy Adames? You know what I mean? Like, what's going to happen with Matt Chapman? And does Robbie Ray have it for a full season? And what does this rotation look like? And we've got a lot of answers. You made a great trade in the first half to get Raffy Devers. We'll see how he performs moving forward. Camillo felt like he righted the ship. I know he's been up and down as of late, but boy, I didn't see that coming. You gotten a great year thus far from Logan and Robbie Ray, and look what you've done with Landon Roop. All in all, I feel like it's been a great year. And my expectations heading into the season was like, I want to make the playoffs. Now you got the Raffy Devers deal, like, wow, we found our middle of the order the guy. What should the expectations be for the second half and to make this a great year? Like, what's realistic now that we've seen this team about 100 and some odd games?
Well, it's definitely playoffs are the barometer for this team. And if they don't make it, it's not been a successful year. That doesn't mean that they haven't done some good things, like you've pointed out. But if they don't make the playoffs, this year will not have been a success in their minds. And I agree with them. And so I think that is the barometer now. And they've been super aggressive, which is fun. Like, how fun has it been this year to be a Giants fan and watch them go for it, sign Adamas, trade for Devers, be aggressive, be different than all these teams that are so scared to do anything. You know, so many teams in baseball right now are so mistake averse that it's just, you know, it's just tinkering and that's all you get. And the Giants are going for it and it's fun. That's the whole point of like running a team and being a fan is like, let's go for it. So that part of it has already been a big success, but this team is set up for the playoffs. They're a veteran team. And so if they don't make it, that nobody's going to be happy about that. Nobody's going to be saying, wow, well, you know, we made that trade. That was cool. They're going to be disappointed if they don't make the playoffs.
Yeah, I think I will be too. To make the playoffs, you obviously need all these guys humming, right? They need a top of the order guy so bad to just set the table. They need Jung-Hoo Lee to be more consistent and Ramos to kind of get out of his little slump and Chapman and Adamas to continue playing well and Rafi to wake up. I'm giving you the chance to say one guy has to stay hot for them to go into the playoffs. Who would that one guy be for you?
Well, Devers can take him. I mean, Devers can be that guy. If he is healthy and can get healthy, he can carry an offensive team. He can. But the problem is we just don't know whether he's going to be healthy. Of the guys who are, I think Jung-Hoo Lee is the biggest wild card factor on this team. He's got the talent level. We've already seen it to be a really high-level player, and it hasn't been consistent enough, and it's grinded on him. And I think part of what's going on is he is so prideful. He is so team-oriented. Jung-Hoo puts a lot of pressure on himself, a lot, to be perfect and to be the best version of himself. And it's hard. And he's going to have to – that's part of the learning process of playing at this level is – he's going to have to lighten up in that way a little bit. Like, you can be focused and intense and care so much, but there has to be a little outlet, you know, at some point. It's hard to beat that hard on yourself. And just a little extra success, a few balls falling in, can help that happen. But I think we saw early in the year, the Giants offense was great. Jung-Hoo Lee was great. The Giants offense has struggled when he has struggled. And you're right about, they don't have a classic leadoff hitter. They're right-handed heavy, although Devers has balanced that out somewhat. I think he's the guy who can carry this team to a higher level.
Dave, great stuff. We greatly appreciate your time, as always, each and every week. Giants in Toronto tomorrow. Underrated ballpark up there? Was it Rogers Center, right?
Yeah, sure. Underrated. Well, I think it's about properly rated. It's fine.
people say it's kind of cool because they got the roof there, right? But can't you also, like, they have a hotel, like, connected in center field or something crazy, right?
Yeah, the hotel's inside the ballpark. You can rent out a room and watch the game from your window. That's kind of cool. The CN Tower's there. The roof is cool. I mean, yeah, it's a wonderful city. In the summertime, Toronto's great. They're playing well. Like, this is a I do think that starting tomorrow, this is a real test for this team. You got six games against two talented teams. I know the Braves haven't been winning a ton of games. You're still going to Atlanta to play that team. There's no doubt that's a challenging series. And we have seen over the last decade way too many times the start of the second half for this franchise, and they have fallen flat. Mm. It's happened way too often. And they have to have an edge and an urgency to come out and sort of set the tone for how this stretch run is going to be. And you can't let the break lull you into, you know, a state where you're not your best. You have to use it as like, all right, we're fresh. We're ready to play our tails off and go out there and play on fire and put pressure on teams. That's the best version of the Giants. And I think they're going to do it. I do. But this is not an easy. The Blue Jays have been one of the best teams in the sport over the last month. So it won't be an easy soft landing. But I think it's a really important week for the Giants. And that doesn't mean they have to go 5-1. but to play well and not, you know, it happened, you know, part of what happened in 2016. Yeah, I heard you guys talking about that team. You know, remember that series in San Diego after the All-Star break? The Giants were so great in the first half that year. Mm-hmm. And they went into the All-Star break. Bumgarner pitched that game against the Diamondbacks. And it was like, oh, my God, it's an even. They're going to do it again this year. They're winning it all again. They look like the best team in the sport, I thought, by far. And we went to Petco after the All-Star break, and they played terribly. And the bullpen imploded a couple times, and they could not get that righted. And for some reason since then, this part of the schedule has really been hard on the Giants. And I don't know why. And I think it's an important week to make sure that doesn't happen again.
Absolutely. And we'll be listening. Dave, great stuff this morning, man. We greatly appreciate it. We'll do it next week.
Okay. Talk to you guys soon.
See you, buddy.
Dave Fleming, 95.7 The Game Giants Insider, and obviously voice of the San Francisco Giants, courtesy of River Islands and the River Islands guest line. Dave Fleming, some good stuff there.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.